I knew I loved you back then, just like I loved everything. Loved losing all my sleep, loved having no secrets to keep. Loved smiling just a smile, loved holding hands down grocery aisles. I know you can't erase my pain, but I still love everything about
chasing every sunrise in the back seats of cars. Hold my body a little too tight till we're the last ones in a bar.
Hey, look, it's 6:01. That means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's the day before Fun Drive begins, and that means next week and the week after, it's going to be a special Fun Drive edition of the show. I know what you're thinking. How can the show get any better? Well, I got some good stuff planned, and it's going to be a real great show. I hope you're going to tune in. And even consider calling in a pledge to the station for a Fun Drive, making it a big success. You're already a part of what we do here, and this is where you'll hope, we hope you'll step up and be an even bigger part. In the meantime, I've got a good show lined up right here. Some various things that I'm sure you'll enjoy, and a deeper look at the late Marianne Faithfull. Last week, I played one little set as a tribute to her. I had only just found out that she died, but we're going to play a few more songs today, but not before we hear it from the Nightbirds, an Italian beat group. Also, producer Joe Meek adding his special weirdo touches to a track by Peter Jay and the Blue Men. And we're going to start off with a track from The Ventures, something I only just discovered. I do love The Ventures. I don't know how much Ventures I need in my collection, but turns out I needed this one. It's kind of a creepy track with a little bit of spookiness to it that is right up my alley, and hopefully yours as well. This is The Ventures starting things off on a pretty chilly 6th of February, 2025. This is called 11th Hour. Thank you. And we're back. That was the Nightbirds with La Strada Bianca. I'm pretty sure that means the White Street. Probably. Seems logical. Before that was Peter Jay and the Blue Men and Friendship. And the Ventures off the top with 11th Hour. In this next set, we're going to hear from the George Martin Orchestra. A little of the incidental music from Live and Let Die. I've played it before, but it bears replaying because it's just great. Plus, you know, I'm a big Bond fan. The track is actually called Filet of Soul Medley. With a little bit of Live and Let Die in there. And you're going to hear B.J. Arnau on vocals. It's a little band that appears in a bar James Bond find himself in before his booth spins around and suddenly he's in trouble. Because he's constantly in trouble, that guy. We're also going to hear from the band Love. Now, I'm a big fan of Love. I haven't heard every single thing because Arthur Lee carried on and on into the 70s and I haven't kept track of every single thing he did, but somehow there's a track that came to my attention as it played over the closing credits of a TV show I was watching recently. Oh, the name of the show is escaping me now, but it stars Ted Danson, and it's really good. Whatever that is, I recommend it. But a track called Everybody's Gotta Live by Love. And it's just a really sweet song that one of those songs where I wondered how I hadn't heard it before. So we're going to hear that in this set. But we're going to start off with an uncharacteristic instrumental from Steely Dan. This is not a band I play on the show too often, but I am a big fan. And I've just always liked this song. It's an early recording with just the two main Steely Danners, along with Denny Diaz playing with them. But this entire set, well, maybe the Steely Dan song, but let's just say this entire set is dedicated to listeners Allison and Dennis, who are listening from all the way down in Bucerias, Mexico, where I assume it's a lot warmer than it is here. So I hope you're enjoying your time and where you are. And nice to know that some people are listening from far, far away. So here you go, Allison and Dennis. Enjoy. Thank you.
when you were young and your heart was an open book. Oh, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give it a cry, say live and let die. Well, you're gonna give the other fella
blew by quick. That was the George Martin Orchestra featuring BJ Arno. The George Martin Orchestra, of course, because Paul McCartney provided the theme for that Bond movie, and George Martin provided some of the orchestration. And BJ Arno was just a nightclub singer actress that was in the movie doing a ripping version of Live and Let Die. Before that was Love with Everybody's Gotta Live, and Steely Dan off the top with Flotsam and Jetsam. It's 26 minutes after 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dave Berthium. You're Robert Klemchuk, and I'm glad you're listening to the show. Last week, we had a quick look at Marianne Faithfull, who had just passed away only hours before the show. So I'm going to dig into some more Marianne Faithfull tracks here. I feel like that's something that's an artist I'm still exploring. And the thing about Marianne Faithfull, besides the fact that she had lots of great songs, she was a great singer. She was a gorgeous woman. And a cultural figure, and a tragic figure. She had a miraculous second act to her career after singing kind of a folk Baroque pop style in the 60s and having some chart hits, for that matter, primarily in the UK, naturally. The first of which was As Tears Go By. That was her first and biggest hit. And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards hadn't even written any hits for themselves yet. But she had a few hits, became Mick Jagger's girlfriend, got involved in some scandal, had some good times, had some bad times, and then became a junkie. And it just, of course, it nearly destroyed her. She had a remarkable comeback at the end of the 70s with her Broken English album. She didn't manage to bounce back fully at that point. It was a little later in the 80s when she started to gain control of her life and then started putting out albums at a fairly regular rate right until the end of her life. But we're going to play three tracks in this set. a couple of which come from the later period, and the one in the middle is called Tomorrow's Calling. It's an earlier track, and it's just a lovely song, but we're going to start off with something, well, frankly, it's slightly more harrowing from the aforementioned Broken English album. This was actually the lead-off single from that album. It's called The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. Thank you.
succulent rose, cobwebs of filigree. Where I'll get them from, nobody knows. No one but you can see. All the treasures of time will be there. Take them away, they're free. Finest thing is the love that we'll share. If you will follow me.
Is what he sees. a perfect stranger, a crazy dream, a crazy dream. Perfect stranger to take me there. Someone who isn't like you but knows why and where. Someone who's not afraid. Somebody blind to all the promises.
That was Marianne Faithfull with A Perfect Stranger, a song she recorded in 1988 that was a part of some sessions that were ultimately aborted. The song itself that we just heard ended up finding issue later on an anthology of the same name. The anthology was named A Perfect Stranger, and it's a lovely song. It's almost a shame it never got released at the time. She co-wrote that one, by the way, with Fernando Saunders, who was a bass player who played on quite a few Lou Reed albums. And he's really great. You can hear his fretless bass stylings on that track. Before that was Tomorrow's Calling and The Ballad of Lucy Jordan off the top from her classic album from 1979, Broken English. Over the years, Marianne Faithfull recorded a lot of covers. Well, of course, in a way, they were almost all covers because she wasn't really a songwriter. But she did a lot of her songs were, you know, licensed for recording for her album. But she did record versions of hit songs, and she did a lot of really excellent interpretations. She was a great interpreter of songs. So we're going to hear one more set of Marianne Faithfull songs as a tribute to the late great artist herself. And we're going to hear three great covers that she did. We're going to hear a cover of a Tom Waits track, a cover of a John Lennon song, a solo John Lennon song, although she notably did a version of The Beatles' Yesterday and other Beatles songs as well. And we're going to start off with a track that she recorded way back in 68 as part of an album called Love in a Mist. I first heard this Ray Davies cover as part of a Ray Davies tribute album. This is her version of Rosie Rosie, a kink song from their Face to Face album. This is the late Marianne Faithfull on Tawny the Brave.
Mm-hmm. you please come home? Mama, don't know where you've been. Rosie, won't you please come home? Your room's clean and no one's in it. Oh, my Rosie, how I miss you. You were all the world to me. Take a look and see if you like it. If you like it, please come back. Rosie, won't you please come home? Since you joined the upper classes, you don't know us anymore. Live and let your trouble pass. Rosie, Rosie, where are you? Tell me. If you don't want to come back, I will sacrifice all I have to have a happy home. Christmas wasn't quite the same. Rosie, Rosie, got any answers? You are miles across the sea, and I'll bake a cake if you tell me you are on the first plane home. Rosie, won't you please come home? Mama, don't know where you've been. Rosie, won't you please come home? Your room's clean and no one's in it. Oh, my Rosie, how I miss you. You were all the world to me. Take a look and see if you like it. If you like it, please come on.
salvation. The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years. So salvation. London Bridge is falling down. Strange, a woman tries to say what a man will try to drown. And he's the rain that they predicted. It's the forecast every time. The rose has died because you picked it. I believe that brand is mine. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. The world is getting flat. The sky is falling off. And nothing is the matter, for I never cry in town. And a love like ours, my dear, is best measured when it's dark. And I never buy umbrellas, for there's always one around. And all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. All over the world, it's the same. It's same. And you know that it's beginning, and you know that is the end, when once again we are strangers and the fog comes rolling in. And all over about the weather, all over the world, it's the same, it's the same, it's the same.
That was Marianne Faithfull. With Strange Weather. Marianne Faithfull died last week. And I guess you could say she lived a long and full life, but one racked by tragedy. She died at the age of 78 in London. Strange Weather was the title track to an album she put out in 87. Of course, that was a Tom Waits cover. She issued a couple other versions of that album, of that song, just because it was clearly a success for her and was a concert staple after that album came out. Isolation was a track that we heard before that, a John Lennon track from way back in, what was that, on the Imagine album? Or was that on the Plastic Ono Band album? I can't remember offhand, but either way, it's a heck of a version that Marianne Faithfull does. It's almost perfect for her to sing. And Rosie Rosie off the top, hearkening back to her Baroque pop days with the harpsichord in there and so forth. And not one of the best known Kinks songs, but then when you hear her version of it, you feel like it should be. Such a great song. So there you go. The late Marianne Faithfull. You're listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. It's 6:55 right now. We're coming up to the last third of the show, so let's make it count, shall we? In this set, we're going to hear from Holly Golightly. We're also going to hear from Mott the Hoople, an epic ballad of theirs that's become a favorite of mine. There's another group that I feel like I'm still absorbing. I know a bunch of their songs, but it's seeping in more and more, and different tracks are favorites of mine each time I listen to them. And we're going to hear from my current favorite Mott the Hoople track. But first up, just maybe because of the connection to Marianne Faithfull, we're going to hear from the Rolling Stones here on Tawny the Brave. Yes, thank you. Isolation is on Plastic Ono Band. Second guess. The Rolling Stones put out what I say is their best album, Let It Bleed, in 1969, while Marianne Faithfull and Mick Jagger were still an item. And here's a track that Mick doesn't sing. It's simply one of the best Stones songs on one of the best Stones albums. And I hope you enjoy it. This is called You Got the Silver.
Hey, babe, what's in your eyes? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul, you got the silver, you got the gold, you got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's all right, it'll buy some time. Kitchen door.
been so long ago since we were just two kids. Remember well the memories we all had. But you're much older now, although you still are young. I know you well, I'm like you. Hey Rose, you're finer than you know. Why hang around the clothes of another name? So died, she lost too much inside. Ain't nothing left to hide in the game. She goes, careful not to wake up. See your makeup.
True, and everything you did, well, I was doing it too. I said,
from the Billy Childish head coatee's coterie of garage rock esoterica. That, in fact, was Holly Golightly. They're all in the, kind of in the same camp. I think they're all buddies, and they probably send each other Christmas cards and maybe even spend Halloween together. Who knows? But that was a track called No Big Thing by Holly Golightly. Before that, we heard from Mott the Hoople with Rose, and the Rolling Stones off the top with You Got the Silver from Let It Bleed. Well, bit of a soulful set right now. To wit, we're going to hear from Al Green, Bobby Blue Bland, which I dare you to say his name five times real fast, and then Drink. And off the top, we're going to hear a cover of the Mamas and Papas, a reimagined version, if you will, of California Dreamin' by Baby Huey and the Babysitters here on Tawny the Brave.
Thank you. standing on the corner. Crying out the blue. Said I don't need a dollar, and don't you give me a dime until you bring back that little girl of mine. I can't let her go. I'm hooked. I can't let her go. People try to tell me, stop crying and find you someone new, because when the good Lord made one woman, a hallelujah, don't you know he made two? But I can't let her go. I'm hooked, I can't let her go. I can't let her go, no. He lifted his head toward heaven and said, good Lord, I'd rather die than to let a no good cheating woman make me stand on this corner and cry. Lord knows I'm living in a world of darkness, but that don't bother me until I find that sweet little girl of mine. Lord knows I just don't wanna see, but I can't let her go. Lord, I'm hooked, I can't let her go. I can't let her go.
On Wednesday, I was in love with a different girl, yeah. Oh, on Thursday, found myself in a different world, yes I did. Woo! She was running in my feet. She was
That's Al Green with Right Now, Right Now. The forceful Al Green. I saw him when he was in concert here, and he was just the best. It was the most feel-good concert I might have ever seen. It was ironic that some friends that we went with were having a fight that night, because fighting in an Al Green concert... There's got to be a good line that follows that up, but it just ain't right. Before that was Bobby Blue Bland, Bobby Blue Bland, Bobby Blue Bland, Bobby Blue Bland with Blind Man. And Baby Huey, bless you. And Baby Huey and the Babysitters off the top with a special rendition of California Dreamin'. We've got time for just one more set here together. And the next time I talk to you, it's going to be the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave, part one. I hope you'll tune in next week. I promise you I'm going to have a very special show planned for you. And I'm looking forward to communicating with you at that point. So tune in for the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave next week. We're going to end things off with the Mystery Tour. The Birds, not those birds, some different birds, actually some Japanese birds. Some Japanese girl birds. Yeah, it's not what you thought at all. And we're going to start things off with Marion Black. This is a track called Who Knows. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Maybe sunshine and maybe rain. But as for me, I'll wait and see, and maybe it'll bring my love to me. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows any better than I? That is she who's keeping me alive. I'm keeping the little girl as my goal. It makes my life worth living, you know. Another day, just another day, I wanna live, to share the love that only she can give. And if she don't come home, I pray the Lord will help me carry on. Another day, just another day.
Oh. を見つめ合って
あとは
言えない抑えているのだんだん指輪もくれた胸に押し振る玉のはあたりにあるよのあるよのことだった
just a few things I am certain. On one point, crystal clear. Alive or dead, or just a hoax, the truth we'll never hear. John Lennon is a holy man. He'd like us to believe. He led us on from clue to clue. So fantastic to hear.